John was living in his car. He had a small subcompact car, and he had all his worldly possessions in that car. And he would come to the church. We'd see him park. He would come in and have breakfast. He was a very opinionated person, somewhat of a character, very friendly man, gregarious. And sometimes over coffee, we'd sit down and talk, and he would tell me about growing up in Birmingham. One day in particular, somehow the civil rights movement came up, and he told me about remembering the Sunday morning when the 16th Street bomb went off. He was attending church at Cathedral Church of the Advent. He was 16 at the time, ran out of the church. He called his father to bring his camera, and his dad got him his camera, and he hiked the few blocks to the church and began shooting pictures. He didn't go into great detail describing the chaos and the... He just talked about shooting pictures, trying to capture the moment. And he is approached by an AP reporter, a photographer rather, who offers him $100 for the film out of his camera. And he talked about how $100 to a 16-year-old kid in 1963 was a lot of money. And without any reservation, he rewound his film and he gave it to him. The guy gave him $100. He thought that would be it. Then later, he finds out that it has become the cover of Newsweek. And he said more than the $100 was the photo credit. On the inside cover, he is credited with taking that photograph. When he told me the story, I thought it was real. But I guess dealing with a lot of folks, you hear a lot of stories from folks who are down and out. And I think that says more about me than about the character of this person or people in general. But I had a healthy skepticism. So I tracked the photograph down, and sure enough, it is John's photograph. I tracked down a copy of the cover. I had it framed. I then went back to John and said, look what I've got. And he was so appreciative that it was valued. He said, I have a copy of it somewhere. I don't know where, unless I've lost it. And I said, well, would you like to have this copy? And he said, no, I want you to have it. It means more to me that you value that story. It hangs in my office right by the light switch, so I see it every day as I come to and from work. And it reminds me of, we have come so far and yet have so far to go.